Beijing ballistic missile landed about 3,000 kilometers from Australia, Intel reveals. Beijing's ballistic missile test on July 6 was launched from southeast China, near Taiwan, and traveled around 6,300 kilometers over several countries before landing southeast of the Pacific island nation of Nauru, Taiwan's minister revealed. The missile was launched just hours after Australia inked a fresh defense deal with one of the more developed countries in the region, Fiji, which pledges both nations combat common dangers in the region. Australia is about 3,000 kilometers from the projectile's landing spot. Fiji's deal follows that of Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu, Tuvalu, and Nauru, all with Australia, who have taken a new security stance amid ongoing encroachment by the Chinese Communist Party in the region. Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu posted an image of the flight path revealing the missile was a JL-2 intercontinental submarine-launched ballistic missile, which has an approximate range of 8,000 to 9,000 kilometers. The tested a JL-2 SLBM flying over the Philippines moments ago. It's a provocation that destabilizes the Indo-Pacific. China just proved itself again to be a bully on the block, Minister Wu wrote on X. The missile is fired from the Type 094 submarine or Jin class. The image also reveals the missile flew past Palau, the U.S. territories of Guam and Northern Mariana Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, and landed just south of Nauru. The weapon had a dummy warhead. Maritime satellite trackers revealed the presence of three Chinese vessels in the region, which provide missile tracking functions. Defense analyst Linus Cohen of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute said in Suva, Fiji, an odd-looking ship was present with every kind of antenna, radome, and satellite dish. Yuan Wong 5 is a satellite tracking and telemetry vessel operated by the People's Liberation Army Aerospace Force, China Space Force. One of its jobs is to help determine how well ballistic missile tests go, Cohen wrote in the Strategist publication. For a Chinese test of a strategic missile, that is, one designed for full nuclear war, Monday's was unusual in flying the weapon over a realistically long distance. The missile didn't fly steeply to ensure it would fall close to its launch site. Instead, it flew at a shallower, more normal angle. And Yuan Wong 5 was on hand for the occasion. The South Pacific has been a hotbed of competition between democratic countries and Beijing. Some Pacific leaders, like Fiji's Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka, have been critical of Beijing's presence, even ousting Chinese police officers from his country's law enforcement agencies, citing concerns it could undermine the democratic functions of his country, according to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Beijing often deploys police as a means of building influence and a local presence in smaller nations. In fact, despite signing a deal last week with Australia, Vanuatu authorities maintain an ongoing allocation of CCP law enforcement.